Hecate is a Haskaller from the trenches with an interest in resilient systems and documentation. When not at work or in the Haskell community, they are a trombonist in various orchestras and brass bands. Hecate uses they and them pronouns and farcical amounts of caffeine to retain human form. And they're going to present to us a presentation entitled Web Application Architecture in Haskell with Flora.pm. Thank you, Hecate.
Thank you very much. Can everyone hear me? Perfect. So welcome to this talk entitled Web Application Architecture in Haskell, when the domain drives the types and types drive the program. So this talk is intended for a mixed audience of software engineers who are acquainted with the practice of domain-driven design and Haskell programmers who are interested in crafting better systems. The goal is to create a bridge between the practitioners of domain-driven design and the users of Haskell. My name is Théophile Choutry, aka Hecate, to the community. I am a backend engineer at Scrive. We are a Swedish company, and we have a e-signature platform for contracts and various documents, as well as a digital identity hub where we aggregate various national identity providers, like It's Me in Belgium, for example, or Bank ID, France Connect for the French people here. I am also privileged to be a board member of the Haskell Foundation, and this is, you know, one of my numerous implications, in the community. So Haskell, the pure functional programming language. So these are words, and words don't mean nothing until we can practically apply them. And these words bring us concrete features, like native supports for recursion, for example, without blowing your stack, a type system that doesn't hate you, higher order functions that almost every language has today, and many other features. There are two features especially that I want to talk about, and it is going to be its ability of the language to adequately represent business domains and the ability to track side effects in a semantic way. For example, the adequate representation of business domain. We can use algebraic data types to allow us to model with more precision the real world and its nuances. Encoding rules by construction at the type level is something that we can easily do. And in this example, for example, the members of the access data type, visitor and admin, are promoted to the type level for this user type, which means that, for example, there can only be two values in the privileges parameter of this user type. And also, it means that I am going to get rejected if I pass a visitor user to this function called view back office. But I'm going to get rejected at the compilation. This is something that is trivial to implement at the value level. I could have a check on a member of, you know, the object, of a property of the object, that would be isAdmin with a Boolean. But I have to write the check manually, and possibly for every function that needs to have such a check. If I encode this property, this immutable property, at the type system, at the level of the types, the compiler then is tasked with checking if I'm doing my job correctly. Tracking side effects semantically. If we check the previous example, we can see that view back office has a result type of IOHTML, which more or less means, you know, I am doing observable side effects and I return you a value in HTML. But that's, you know, it doesn't adequately represent the reality of the function. And for example, here we have a way of tracking side effects in that are being executed, you know, in a more human readable form. And we can declare them at the type level. So here we have a function that, so the type signature is we get an int, which is an identifier, and we return a function that returns text. And this f monad, this f return type, has also a list of effects. So what are these effects? Basically, I declare that I'm going to perform database access and possibly, you know, mutation. I am going to access a Redis server for the caching, and I'm also going to ship my logs to an external platform, or at least to perform the logging effect, whatever that means. And then we can have, you know, a useful breakdown of which functions have which effect. So get entity name is composed of, first we get the entity from the cache, if we have it, and then if we don't, we can switch to the database to perform a perhaps more costly access. And then finally we log the effect. So logging, DB, Redis, all of them are then unified in this list of effects at the type level. So when a type system is both strong and expressive, we get a lot closer to fearless refactoring. And what does that mean? Because many languages today claim to provide such a thing. So fearless refactoring, you more or less get vibe checked by the compiler, which is pretty cool, because then the compiler keeps you in check regarding the changes in your program and how they affect the program's behavior. You have also to come to terms with the fact that your worst enemy is now yourself. You can't blame, you know, errors in production because undefined is not a function. So there are limits, of course, to correct by construction. And I think it's especially important to be intellectually honest with that. Haskell is not a prover. You can prove, you know, lemmas or, you know, and theorems with it. So you have to write tests, and tests come in many shapes and forms. You write tests for your integrations, your properties, and end-to-end tests. Tests